I'd now like to introduce our final speaker for the session, Pearl Dubin, who's going to talk about creating employment opportunities for the Gomeroi people. Yeah. Welcome, Pearl.
Hi, everybody. My name's Pearl, as you know. I'm a local girl from the Weewaw area. I grew up and went to school there. And this is Sally, my colleague, who is also going to help me talk about the project. Currently, just a little bit about myself. Basically, I come from Weewaw. My mother is a Gomeroi woman. My father was a white man. He came from Tasmania, but he was one of the pioneers of the irrigation system here and was trained to drill for water by a Texan man named Sid Vance, who came out in the late 60s. So for 20 years, he drilled bores on many people's properties around here, and I have a fairly good knowledge of the cotton industry particularly, but also of the land. One of my first jobs was cotton chipping. I think I'd done that for 2 seasons and then decided to get out of here. And I went off to the city and became involved in the arts industry as well as the media industry. I've been involved in some pretty significant occasions for our country and Indigenous people particularly, including I production managed the Red Fern speech by former Prime Minister Paul Keating, which was fairly significant, particularly for our community. And I was also involved in the media transmission of Kevin Rudd's apology to the Stolen Generations. Those both meant a lot to me at the time, but I did realise that on a national level that it was a great thing, but more importantly, that work needed to be done here at our local level, within our councils and within our communities. I guess that's what's great about this and great about our panel of speakers who've spoken today and who I can really relate a lot to, particularly being allergic to dairy food, as a lot of people, Aboriginal people, are. So, yes, I've been halfway around the world and to most places in Australia through my work in the media, but like all Aboriginal people, I have returned home because we all have strong connection to place and to people. And I'd like to acknowledge all those Aboriginal people here today and particularly the boys up the back.
Hiding.
So I've been back here for 12 months or more and have spent that time on the unemployment list, on the dole queue, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity to be involved in the Gomeroi Skills Audit, Skills Test Audit. And that's allowed me, of course, to have employment and have an income. And I can honestly say that after being broke for 12 months, it's a really good feeling. And it also filters down to family. Basically, just a little bit about that, because I was on the Gomeroi Implementation Committee. We negotiated with Narrabri Coal a few years back, and we made recommendations to Narrabri Coal in relation to what we wanted as a group. One of those was employment for our people here, and they came back to us with their need to have a skills audit conducted. So basically, in between that, I've been absent, so I don't really know a lot about it, which is why Sal's here today. But I can tell you that it is an initiative by Gomeroi and Narrabri Coal, but it includes other stakeholders, including the Cotton Research and Development Corporation, Anthony Hogan, who has addressed the conference yesterday, I believe, and a consultancy group called Depoy Consultancies from South Australia, who largely work with injured workers and employers to rehabilitate and mediate and whatever they have to do to get people back into work. So I guess in a way they're professionals at looking at groups that or individuals that have difficulty in gaining employment due to illness and whatever. But if Sally, you could please just talk about how the project actually came together and how I up to how I'm here.
Thanks, Pearl. We have more than opal gems in our northwest region. We were absolutely delighted when Pearl came on board. Now, the implementation committee and news of this skills audit request came about, and CRDC and Cotton Catchment Community CRC decided to come on board and expand the skills audit to look at transferable skills, existing skills, and opportunities to skill up and make them transferable between the two industries, agriculture and mining. And I came on board at this stage to be a driver of the project, basically, as a liaison officer and on the steering committee, which was formed between the stakeholders. As Pearl's mentioned, Depoy Consulting from South Australia were engaged. They were briefed and engaged to develop an assessment tool, which they have done, and at this point, enter Pearl. Now, we had training on this tool. The tool was, we requested that it look at personality types and, as I said, actual skills that were already in existence, and it looked at potential areas where those people could be skilled, those skills could be developed. And in another breath, it actually looked at where skills don't exist but need to exist so that we can mobilise a potential labour force to help man the skill shortage that we are finding in rural Australia at the moment, especially in this area. Now the drought has broken, it's really very relevant. So, in a nutshell, Pearl conducts an interview which goes for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. It's a voluntary interview that we are targeting to the Gomeroi peoples, and it involves a verbal interview, and then they do a computer test. The assessment tool is actually a computer test, and this involves a number. It's a personality. It looks at things like risk-taking, you're cautious, are you positive, negative, how do you actually see yourself? And it asks in, you know, multiple times the same question so as to get a realistic actual answer. And then it goes into gross motor, fine motor, with the use of a little keyboard and some... It's very, very much harder than you think, let me tell you, keeping that little thing between the line and going up and down. It's a two-hand operation. The overall identification here is that it will identify the skills that, as I mentioned, the boys have, that may be natural, and the girls, that may be natural skills that can be built on. And it also identifies skills that are lacking. This is very much the first stage in a journey. It's actually said that it's creating employment opportunities. It's not doing that yet, but this is the first stage in a journey towards, well, what we would probably hope will be the future of creating more jobs and skilling up our local Indigenous groups and bringing them into, bridging that gap into the labour force. So thank you. That's it in a nutshell.
Thank you, Sally.
And just in addition to what Sal has said there, yes, there are two parts to the skills test, and basically we have a questionnaire which we run through with participants who are voluntary, and we're checking out their informal and formal qualifications, their work history, their work readiness in terms of relocating for work, and social factors which need to be accounted and also relevant transferable skills in six main areas, including driving a machine, operating agriculture on the technical side and labour side, clerical and admin, as well as store person and in the trades area. So it's a pretty broad spectrum that we're addressing. As Sal's already mentioned, that in the computer test, no, that's okay. In the computer test, it looks at those other skills like eye-hand coordination, and also asks a series of questions which relate to attitude and willingness and things like that. But like Sal said, once again, it does say that it is a skills project that is creating employment opportunities, but in fact it's not. There is no future for the project, only that we will pass on the results to those stakeholders, including Narrabri Coal and Cotton Catchment Communities. So hopefully out of that we will see the need to continue with the project, look at training areas, and also further down the line, work placement. Now, as we've also mentioned, it is a voluntary activity, and as our last speaker did also mention too, that our community is faced with a welfare dependency, but not only that, a drug and alcohol problem, and many health issues relating to that. I read today on the internet a quote that said, "It is easier to make strong children than to mend broken men." And it's so true, but it is easier. But at the same time, it's not impossible. So we are up against a lot. It is going to take a lot, and it is frustrating when you line up an interview and people don't turn up, and particularly because it is a voluntary project. So there's some of the problems that I am facing, but I remain optimistic and positive in that I can't dangle a carrot and say, well, you can get a job out of this, or you can, you know, we can look at training and you can get your licence and stuff, which maybe would have made it a bit better. But we're on a short time frame as well, and in that sense, it is a difficult project. But so we're just going to push ahead. We have till halfway through June to finish it, and have at least 150 people. So that's the goal. But thank you very much for listening, and I wish you all the best with the rest of the conference.